The Land Arts program is located within the College of Architecture, but it attracts students from across a wide range of disciplines, across the arts, the humanities. We've had poets, art historians, artists, as well as architects that come across the university and as well from other institutions, as far as Yale, Rhode Island School of Design, schools in California. This year we had a participant from Chile, last year from Australia. People seek us out to have this interdisciplinary experience looking at things people have made in the landscape. And so I define land art quite broadly as, well, if we think about art as cultural expression, land art is cultural expression in the landscape. And so architecture factors into that, industry factors into that, archaeology, the record of things long past. In the 1960s and 70s, artists went out into the American West to make large-scale artworks, and so that's a point of entry for us, the kind of historic period of what land art is that gets us out there. A big piece of the program also is we look at this wide range of works, but then we also make our own work in response to that. And so students are living on the ground for 2 months, camping as we travel the near 5,000 to 6,000 miles, and making their own work as they go. And so the writers will write, the painters will paint, the architects will think about architecture, and the exhibition is an expression of that diversity of backgrounds and of questions and the conversation that evolves over the course of the semester.